Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's happening? This is Tommy Bottles, Mr. Educated Dexter 101, and I'm listening to Genesis Poetic High Open Mic with Radio Rail on OG Radio.
Don't forget to come and pick up your feelings. Don't leave no pieces. You need to hurry and pick up your
I can do it better though.
Wait.
Yeah. Hey. Floating in the bucket. Riding around the city, paranoid and getting busted. Cause I know this weed must have ended up smoking like a bad exhaust. Fuck all the repercussions, nigga. Got the brain cells buzzing. Open up the pineal gland. Having some deep discussions. Bad vibes, I keep on running. Cause this black tourmaline on my body. Say you can't touch me, nigga. Tunnel vision, high block of my. Can't hear the shit that they talk about. Sense of million, keep it in large amounts. Windows down blowing, the fog it out when the hawk is out. Whichever way the breeze blowing, we finna have some weed going. Yeah, cause shit is crazy nowadays. Roll one and watch the world go up in flames. Baby, won't you smoke one with me? Hey, won't you smoke one with me? Stop playing, smoke one with me. Don't be scared, smoke one with me. Hey, hey. Different levels, different strains. Dabs and wax, a different game. The oils used so many ways. This shit is healing. How they lock niggas up for so many days. Yeah, they pass their laws and grow their fears on them. Plans been curing shit for years, homie. Epilepsy and cancer, this shit is real. They know the truth, it's all about extermination and dollar bills, homie. We gon' say that for another time. I'm just trying to roll another dime. I know the plug until he on the line. Play the music so loud until it conducts a rhyme. Yeah, hey. Shit, I'm just trying to smoke, baby. I just wanna smoke, smoke, smoke. Yeah. Cause shit is crazy nowadays. Roll one and watch the world go up in flames. Baby, won't you smoke one with me? Hey, won't you smoke one with me? Yeah. Stop playing, smoke one with me. Don't be scared, smoke one with me. Hey, hey. Now you know it ain't no explanation needed. I think you know the reason on why we draped up, stepping out this evening. Man, we walk into the building, people switch the date of meeting. When they see us, it's a renaissance, baby, please believe it. Don't give our ass a reason. We done took a long drive, we done brought the whole tribe. On my eye, not the vibe, baby, look like never cheated. Got a sense of oil, don't me put a stop. Rose there was rhyming, getting out. Everywhere I walk, so I ain't lost. Chakras all aligned, dripping sauce like a boss. Cause the feeling in the air is historic. Yeah, you know we here for it. Spread love, push peace, be supportive. When my people come together, boy, the feelings you for a true story. Listen.
Young black man, don't you know you invented by everything, 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 everything. Young man, you invented everything. Yeah. Hey, that's why when you watch that precedent, hey,
take a look and you can see the black excellence. Look and you can see the black excellence. Hey, hey. Take a look and you can see the black excellence. Hey.
What's up, everybody? It's your girl, I Am Genesis, and...
It's your favorite host with the Butter Toast Radio Rail.
Babe, that was kind of dry. Are you okay?
All right, let me do it again. I was out of breath. It's your favorite host with the buttered toast, Radio Rail in the building. How y'all feeling tonight on this lovely, hot, but cool Thursday?
I know. It's been real muggy out lately. Like, I don't know. It's been that rain mug, you know what I'm saying?
You know, it's crazy because, like, everybody was complaining how hot it is. Oh, it's hot. Oh, it's hot. Oh, it's hot. Then we get the rain. They're like, oh, my God, it's raining. Like, you asked for it. Now, granted, it's been some very fucked up rain. Like, what's today? Tuesday, I was leaving work, and where I work is where tornadoes and shit be happening. There was a tornado forming above the building. I'm like, oh, hell no. Get me the fuck out of here. Like, literally, I clocked out. We clocked out at 6:57, made it to the front door by 7. I looked. I'm like, oh, hell no. Ran to the car and zoomed up out of that parking lot. Ain't no way in hell I'm going to stay.
I understand that. I'm not trying to see no tornadoes either. But tonight, I did write a new piece, guys. So I want to do something different for Poetikai, maybe start off with a piece. Either me or Rail would do one, whether old or new. What do you think about that, Rail?
You got it, big dog. Go ahead. You got it.
I got it today.
Got
okay,
it today.
So okay, all right. So we're gonna switch off. This is what we're going to do. So we're going to start off the night with a piece. Before the first poets come on, and then, you know, kind of go from there. I'm going to try this out. All right, so I wrote this new piece. It's called Cheating with Poetry. Cheating with Poetry. All right? Y'all ready?
Yeah.
You ready, Rail?
I'm ready.
All right. It goes like this. Poetry. Knows he be fucking me. But luckily my ink fingers be busting out words on my sheets. I mean a sheet of paper whispering in my ear while you give my neck a tongue bath, busting this poem off like it was the first of many. Some may say I need a dictionary. You haven't subscribed to Touch since Netflix and Chill became real. See, this is not a drill. I have an addiction that makes you stand at attention from all the words that I mentioned to you. Gave me a reason to be seasoned, and I sprinkle these words because I be fiending. Poetry, you be giving me what I be needing. Lick your fingers and turn my page. I'll have you writing my name, spilling out my words. My words are wet, leaking on these pages. I think he's contagious. Busting in all caps, see, poetry stays deep in my back. Poetry is just a hoe in me. Got my mouth moist and watery. Spilling cursive on my page because painting is not the same. Please stay engaged in this role play. My hair in disarray. White out on my lip. You must have already had an orgasm. So let's roll to the next page. And that's my piece for this this week. I think I want to do it on an erotic night, guys. Those are some nice snaps. They don't be doing the snaps no more at the poetry events.
What the hell? What they do?
Claps. Clapping now.
Okay. Okay. Of course, y'all, we got none but other than Dean in the building.
Yeah,
what's
going on, baby?
I heard all that. I heard all that. Lay down. That poetry
what's
got
going
some
on,
doing some things. Shout out to the poetry.
Y'all gotta excuse me. I was eating a brownie. Y'all know I'll be fat on the show.
This is not a poetic high brownie. Is it a poetic high brownie? If you understand, if y'all got y'all blunts rolled and y'all drinks out, that's what
Lay
poetic
down.
High is all about.
Yeah, I can't, I was eating the edible the past two nights. Can't do it because I wake up extra tired. Don't even want to get up. My dreams be wild, but, I got some drinks, some infused drinks. I got some brownies. I'm set.
Well, I understand that. But it don't even bother me that much no more, but it do make me sleepy. So yesterday there was a woman selling samples of edibles and drinks and things like that. And her name is, let me get the information correct. Her name is Golden on Facebook. She doesn't have an Instagram. Her name is Golden, and she sells edible treats, candies, liquid form, all those good things. So if you guys check her out on Facebook, that's the only site that she had available. So I was like, yeah, you ain't got no Instagram. But to be honest, I guess, a lot of people don't do Instagram. I'm thinking maybe the younger generation, but the older generation, they don't really do the Instagram thing. It's more they'll be on Facebook more than anything.
Yeah, like the old.
Yeah, a lot of times Facebook is like a professional page for a lot of people. Sometimes,
right?
They don't have websites.
Right.
No, they don't have any of those.
Since we're talking about edibles and shit, the stuff I get my shit from, my homegirl Chili Santana. Check out Facebook Chili Santana. She has a long list of a menu. All her edibles is double infused. She's now working on gummies and chips and stuff. But, like, she sells regular weed, exotic weed, fucking young kids be saying, be selling. And she sells everything. She sells party favorites, if you smell what I'm cooking.
and for those that can't purchase marijuana yet, like in the supermarkets or go to the store and actually purchase, this is in Illinois. We are in Chicago, Illinois. So what we're doing here is fine. Everywhere else, I'm sorry, I don't know what y'all laws are there. But hopefully they catch up.
I'm gonna tell y'all.
We're not gonna act like they ain't got big weed, man, but hey now.
That's true. Don't go get you a medical marijuana card. There's like the taxes that's on this medical marijuana is ridiculous, and it's not going to us. Those taxes are not going to us. So don't even feed into the government giving them more money when you got other people out here that's selling it, you know, for way less. And they're, of course, the medical is that much higher, but, do you want to pay that much more just to get high? You know, I don't agree with that.
Yeah, I don't either. Well, we got our first caller in. You want to grab that rail?
Yes, we do.
You want me to grab it?
I got you. What's going
on,
folks?
What's
up? What's going on? It's Kiss.
What's up, Kiss? How you doing?
What's going on, fam?
What's good? How are y'all?
Where you calling from? Where you from?
I'm from New York, but Atlanta is home.
Okay, respect.
Okay.
That's respect. Okay. So, what do you do for a living?
I'm an air traffic controller.
Oh, okay.
Oh, shit.
Ooh, I know, right? You got some talent up in here.
Our poets is everywhere. Come on.
You know what I'm saying? You don't hear that from a
black. I learned how to do it in the Navy.
Hey.
I learned how to do it in the Navy.
Hey.
I try to get as many black people on as I can because it's a great job.
Oh, well, thank you for your service.
You got an Army person here. You got an Air Force person here. I have Genesis Army. And Kiss, where you coming in at?
Navy.
Oh, you said where I'm coming in from? I was Navy.
Navy in the house. I'm saying, so we serve our country up in here. So you got fighters up in here. That's what's up.
Yes,
appreciate everybody serving up in the seats.
Air traffic control. Okay. So Kiss the Poet. Where the name come from? I'm interested in knowing that. Can we know the details about where your name came from?
Absolutely. I know what it sounds like. It sounds like an invitation. It isn't. My lady would have issues with that, but Nah, Kiss is Kiss has been my a childhood nickname. My name is Marcus. I'm actually named after Marcus Garvey, but the way New Yorkers talk, it just somehow got shortened over the years, Marcus to Kiss, and it just stuck. And then I didn't even start writing poetry until I was like 23, so I was Kiss long before I was the poet.
Oh, wow.
That's what's up.
Okay. That's new. I never heard of that. Marcus Kiss, yeah. That's true. So what you got for us tonight? The rules are on Poetic High is you got to give us a backstory of what inspired. You ain't got to be too detailed if you don't want to, if you're not comfortable with that. But we would like to know why it was inspired.
Well, we poets, like, we're supposed to be open books, so, and most poets I know like to talk anyway, so, two poems, right? The first one I'm going to do is, it was inspired by my lady, but, also just women in general, because, you hear a lot about pretty privilege, where people treat people different because they're attractive, but there's also a downside to that that doesn't get expressed a lot. People try to take advantage, you don't know who you can trust and what they want from you. So I tried to write and be empathetic to women with the poem. It's called Pretty Smart. You ready?
Yeah.
All right. They say if you call someone stupid often enough, they'll believe it. They'll receive it, own it, show it, dwell in it until they in fact have seen it, especially in children. These impressionable minds tend to blindly bind themselves by what's perceived of them, mostly the defeat in them. It's in all of us. The limitations we each face are typically displaced aggressions given to us by another person's perception that they've regressed at the behest of someone else's transgression on their identity. Words obscured to be negatively digested have been proven to manifest a destiny detested and reproduced. It's like making sure the fruit is spoiled before putting it in the group. But what about calling them pretty? These attractive apples receive less hassle in the harvest. Even if they are starved of nutrients, their suit will fit the suitor's superficial fix regardless. So to what end do these little girls who've been spoon-fed compliments reach down deep enough to use their common sense to boost their accomplishments? Why would they choose to endure when they're pretty sure? And then men. We pretend to be astonished and disgusted, trying to admonish what we've lusted because a woman using her assets for assets is when we deem not to be trusted. But in the end, she just took the comments you thrusted and manifested a lifestyle living beyond your budget. You give a woman anything and she'll make it grow wings. So if she ain't a bird brain and you can't see past the makeup and lace front, she ain't going to take a pay cut for you. She'll realize you ain't shit early, but will act girly to ensure she gets the big worm on her terms. Yeah, her principalities might be skewed, but sex sells and hell, free food tastes better. So going to pay for that date player and go cry in the shower late if you feel like you're the one that's being used. And I don't mean to make it seem like beauty is only skin deep or that men should be a skeptic of a queen that possesses a pleasing aesthetic, but it's relevant because of men's nearsighted reflections of themselves. Objects in the mirror should be deeper than they appear. And I've never met a beautiful woman whose pretty insecurities didn't assuredly lead her to second-guess the motives of those who chose to remain near out of the fear that they're only being used to boost the egos of the feeble-minded. They'd be blinded by her face or ass or tits or waist. It's a double-edged sword being born beautiful and intelligent. Which one is more relevant? So she questions if he's only nice for a price. She questions if he's only nice for one night. She questions if only her looks will suffice. Simply pretty tends to cheapen the depth. The weakness of flesh is that it fades, but if she's only been spoon-fed fetishes and no soul food, what will remain when the spotlight's dim? Him? Nah. Be mindful of what pride do. Be insightful. More than just hype. We speak of speaking life into others like it doesn't guide you, like it doesn't become the voice inside you that provides you with your values. Hollow be the soul that's only told about its mold. That shit gets old. Literally. So beyond pretty, you is smart. You is kind. You is important. Lady, stay with me. That's not true.
Thank you.
Come on now.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you for that. I appreciate that.
That was
like,
dope, right?
Yeah, he explained it to the T. Yes, you did. What? And so when you wrote that, it was for your lady, your wife, or are you guys engaged, or do you guys not go by those titles?
We on our way towards them goals, but we just aren't there yet. You know, life goes and things
okay.
happen when they're supposed to.
That is true.
Or,
that
but
is
no,
definitely
yeah,
true.
I absolutely did. Because she would tell me about, like, because we're both poets, and she was on the show a couple weeks ago, Mother the Creator. So
yeah.
She was on the show, but like, just being out here on the scene together, and she recognized when we got together, then she would get different attention. Like, the same guys or hosts or just people in general who would flock to her or, like, give her specific opportunities, or she couldn't tell what their motives were, but once we got together, like, some of those opportunities lessened. And just in life in general, just seeing how people move towards pretty people, it can get to them. You don't know who to trust. So, yeah, absolutely. I don't get it. So I tried to empathize.
I do got a question for you, though, because this brings up a good point. So would you consider a woman to be naive or gullible to just assume guys are just not trying to talk to her? They just, you know, to be friends with a guy or to just be, you know, cordial with them? Or is guys going to be guys? Because when guys say that, it's like, okay, if guys are guys, then what are you? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. And I've been... Well, you know, I haven't always walked the squeaky line of monogamy and everything like that. So I think that any woman, absolutely, because, you know, men, we do what we do. And then, but for the majority of it, it's like men get shown in a bad light. But I think, I'm going to be frank, all men want pussy. I don't know if I could speak like that, but all men want sex.
Yes,
all men want it. And whether it's the nice guy or the boy, like, all men want it. It's just how we go about it. So, like, I'm sure there's friend zone dudes who sit in the friend zone for 3 years, but if he had his opportunity, he would go for it. That doesn't mean a woman shouldn't trust men, but just, like, have the antennas up, you know?
Okay. Okay, thank you for being real. You know, some people get a little uncomfortable with that question and they want to change the subject, but I am happy we got a real one on the show. I'm just going to give you a hand of applause for that. We appreciate that. Thank you. The ladies out here in the streets appreciate that. We really do. Thank you.
No.
Guys, everybody all quiet.
We like to see people moving together as a tribe, too, because, like, tribal.
Here we
like,
go.
That's the move now, instead of doing things by ourselves now. So it's a good thing when you see a tribe, a movement and whatnot. And I think that's what's going to take the poetry community forward. When we stop moving as individuals, but when we stop moving as tribes, the Grammy people are going to take us seriously and stuff like that. And then the promoters out there, they're going to start taking us seriously, because if they know we're moving together, they're not going to treat the individual poet, because they're going to know she moved with, she got a tribe behind her. You know what I mean? That's one thing I like about, you know, Kiss the Poet and Mother, the Creator. It's that tribal vibe you get when you see him. Like, in other words, when you like that thing going there, where if you see her, you see me. That's real. And whatnot. So shout out to the tribe, y'all.
Yes, yeah, shout out
Thank
to the tribe.
Thank you. You know, it's a different life. I've lived my single life. I'm 37, so, like, I've lived my single life. And then so has she. So then there's, like, there's superficial benefits that come with being single. Like, I don't have to answer nobody. I can do whatever I want to. But then there's also a bunch of negatives that come with it. Like, I'm spending money ridiculously. I'm not investing in myself, my focus, things that shouldn't be on. But, like, we got a real tribe. Like, between us both is 7 kids. And we just had our baby boy, 7. He was born on 7/7. But his name been 7 for months. We knew we was going to name him that because he's number 7. And you know, God just chose to bring him in 7th month, 7th day. But my focus is different. Like, I'm the leader of this tribe. So my energy, my thought process, everything that I do is towards our benefit. So we're going to move as a unit. And it's less time for mistakes, because I have to think it through.
Thank you for that. We need more black men like that out there to especially support the black community. Like, we don't have, it's sometimes it's scarce to see that. And it's a beautiful thing when you finally see that a couple or the whole family stand together, you know? So that's much love, much appreciated. It is. I'm happy y'all doing that. So what is the next piece you got? I think we got some more people calling in.
Okay. I got this piece is just inspired by, like, my life. Like I said, I started writing poetry at 23. But before that, I lived life. I guess I had to have stuff to write about. You know, it wasn't always squeaky clean. But, yeah, so I can't really explain too much.
You can say whatever you want to say on this show. There's...
life was squeaky clean. I turned, when I was 15, I think it was 99 or 2000, I turned Crip. Like, I was gangbanging, single mother household, father drugs. Just being an 80s baby and coming with the ramifications of that, and then just living life and trying to figure it out, stumbling through. And, you know, I want to mentor kids because, like, my life wouldn't have been anything. I didn't do anything different in life than my friends, my multiple friends who were dead or in jail, except one day me and my cousin was sitting around smoking and was like, all right, let's go join the Navy. And we walked into the recruiting office high as a kite, but it changed both of our lives. Like, for real. They were like, we have to do a piss test on you right here and right now to see where you're at. I was like, yeah, I'm zooted.
Took
the test, and then the thing came back red. It was like glowing. Yeah, you're on fire. But it was like, all right, we'll put you on a water program. My recruiter was like, I'll get you drunk every day if you come in here and drink water. I drank a gallon of water every day. He kept his promise, got me drunk. I was off to the Navy, and that's why I learned how to do air traffic control, and it changed my life. But, so this poem is like all of that wrapped into one.
Okay.
I learned how to cook crack before I could make spaghetti. Learn how to cook crack before I can make spaghetti. It's heavy. Maybe that's just hereditary. See, my father was a crackhead. With that being said, I learned from him what not to be. Luckily for me, my mother didn't follow his lead, or I might be skinnier than what you see here. Because of his demons, I stayed clear of indulging. Didn't fit with him being daddy dearest, so I kept my nose clean when I sold it. I was scared to be like him. I was scared to repeat his sin. I played a game with no wins, chasing evil's root and adrenaline. A Section 8 veteran misguided, sinning with the disdain for my hunger pains, trying to keep quiet my stomach grumblings while my mother was struggling to make ends meet, my ribs was touching. The heat was broke. We was sleeping on the kitchen floor again, covering burn marks from the oven door again with the same hand-me-downs they clowned my brother for, I wore again. Till I punched them in their mouths. I earned my frowns. At a young age, I bore witness to survival of the fittest. Only the thugs dressed fresh while the rest looked stressed, so it only made sense. That's a lot of pitching. Divinely blessed, intellectually gifted, but poverty's one hell of some form of weaponry that God never meant to be my fate. I took my own route, made some grave mistakes, running from police, fast life, losing faith, no time to catch my breath, so I believed I was leading the race. No fucking way. I was packing gats in my backpack, headed to school, unconcerned with SATs. I was selling weed, a happy fool. The pretty girls see me fighting, they thought young kids was cool. I started slanging with a gang. All our bandanas blue, so my dress shirts till today still covered with Crip tattoos. All the evil I was doing seemed to ease my insecurities of being broke, but it left me with no hope or care for a future. That gang life is real, them young dudes will shoot you. Bullets buzzing in my ears, they flew by like flies, hands shaking as I shot back. My bad ain't never claimed no lives. Ain't no fun in that game, but I had to maintain. My knife got more work than my gun, though. The incident had me on the run, though, for 7 summers. Robbing others was my only form of steady payment. Feared getting a job, living as a fugitive, facing 20 years incarceration. I'm just thankful for that loophole, the statute of limitations. I was living too grimy to say I was blessed to make it. Self-medicated, stressed, not locked up, but not free. Those soldiers get theirs treated, but no one speaks about our PTSD. Us hood niggas. Poetry became my free therapy. It's the only real reason I see God sparing me. He made my message special so they could be hearing me. And to be a vessel to remind you, to leave no child behind you, you'd be surprised what their minds do if you just mold them. How much rage will there space if you just hold them? You may want to patrol them, especially the bolder breed, the ones with that chip on their shoulder, but them the soldiers that we need. Let your word spread seeds to bear fruit for them to feed. And not just your kids either. There's children raising children, the ignored ones, and your sons may share the same teacher. The village has been missing. The mission must be much deeper. The message must be more profound. Their friends may be permanent teachers. But come, they lost and found. That's the truest test of your crown. Let your guiding light shine down on those who've been deemed the weaker. Let the church say amen.
Amen. He said amen. Said amen. Okay. I'm loving that piece. I'm loving that. I mean, the whole
right
being kids,
right.
Crack cocaine. I'm happy you said that because you know, poetry. I always say it saves people's lives, and somebody that hears
absolutely.
That piece, especially on this platform, they hear it, you know, and give them some more time, you know, to think about things and know other people are going through it. So I appreciate you sharing your world with us because it's not for the weak-hearted.
Thank you.
It's really not.
Not at all.
So
and
I appreciate
got story.
That.
Everybody has a story. I'm sorry.
Yes.
Where you at?
So tell everybody where they can find you at. You know, Kiss the Poet.
Y'all can find me on Instagram, Kiss_ spelled everything proper like. I respect the English language, but Kiss_ the Poet on Instagram. You can follow me there. Just don't follow me home. You get busy. You know, I appreciate y'all for having me and letting me express myself.
Yeah, no problem,
thank
man,
you.
At all.
Coming. Every other week, we doing a Poetic High, and we're trying to do a live venue on Zoetic Island, so you'll be invited there, too. And it's in
where
Illinois.
Where is that
going to
be?
It's in Illinois. It's called Zoetic Island. It's a island that I purchased, and I'm developing it currently right now. Be open sometime next summer.
You said you just bought an island?
Yeah, I bought an island.
You said you just purchased an what the? Shout out to black women and doing amazing things. Like, I bought an island. You said that meek, like, real
right.
quiet. Like, that's, I bought
don't
a house.
Don't you just
brought,
you know,
an island.
You know.
Because
exactly,
people be
right.
acting like, let me tell you something about people. People act like it's bragging, and then they got an attitude with you because they feel like you doing more. You know, people just...
You
I don't
deserve to brag on
nobody
yourself. I bought an island, I would tell everybody.
Exactly, right?
I'm starting
shout
to tell
to
everybody now. I'm starting to. But thank you. I want y'all to come, even Mother. I love how she says her name, Mother. I want her to come, too, because I love her work, too.
Yeah, she's from Illinois, so we definitely have to take a trip. That's fly, though. Like,
yeah.
Hey, you got to take a boat to come to my crib. That's some stunning. That's big energy right there. I like it.
That's
I like
right.
it a lot.
Yeah.
Come catch the yacht.
Thoughts become things. Thoughts become things. And that's what's happening right now. So that's what I've been working on. It's on my page. I know I follow you now, but it's on my page, and you can check it out. I got a video up there to show, like, the journey that I got going on.
That's
so
dope. You check it out.
Yes.
Yeah,
but
Patreon page is going to have, you can see the contractors at the island. As a matter of fact, if you guys go to the Patreon page and whatnot, I don't know if she's posting that yet, but the contractors have been on the island, and it's going down and whatnot. So, again, we come back to that tribe thing, y'all. We're gonna need the tribe to do this because this is for the tribe, you know, and whatnot. It's in Chicago, and, you know, it's all from Chicago and whatnot. So if we can, like, it's a safe space for the creatives to come out to. Juneteenth is when it should be open and whatnot. You know, we have the mayor and everybody coming down. I am Genesis. She's being humble about this thing, but, like, you know, she's got a lot of people involved in this thing. I mean, it's going down. Juneteenth, y'all, that date, keep in mind, for 2022. If you go to our Patreon page, you'll be able to see some of the contractors on the island. You'll see her, you know, marking trees to be cut down or whatever, you know, doing the thing. But, y'all, we're going to need to try for this one, though, because, like, some big things
that's
going
fine.
Down in Zoetic Island.
I'm bringing fireworks and the marshmallows. I'm coming through. That's what's up.
So thank you. I appreciate it. I really do. I'm gonna start being a little bit more hyper about it. I don't know. You know, it just ain't hit me yet. I guess you gotta wait till it actually hits you and you be like, this is happening.
That's a process, but that's a dope process. You don't hear that every day. So, hell yeah, pat yourself on the back, big show fluff. That is amazing.
I will. Well,
I gotta get my goals. Gotta get bigger now. I'm about to get off of here and then go like plan on buying a country or something. Yeah, I gotta figure it out. Cause you set the
ball. Neighborhood. You know, you can buy a neighborhood right now in Detroit. You can buy a whole block. I was thinking people should get together as a black community and Bob Detroit shit. Why not? Build your own.
It's time
business.
To relax ourselves, people.
Hey, this is big.
We're gonna
girl
talk offline. Absolutely. I want to make my own flag and put it down somewhere and be like, yeah, this is my area. This is Wakanda for real. It's
that's what America did.
Island. You can name
that's
it what you
what
want.
America did.
What are you going to name the island?
That's
what are you
going
to name the island? That's crazy.
I got pictures and stuff up there. You got to check it out. But we got
she's calling what you're going to name it.
She says it's
Poetic
Island.
Zoetic. It rhymes with poetic,
yes.
But it was a Z.
Got you. That's dope.
Thank you. Are you staying on the line? Because we got another poet calling
absolutely.
In. Or
I'm a fan of
because
yeah,
he's coming back
for
round two. So after Melissa,
okay.
He's coming back around again. Yes, yeah, with Mother. Yes, yes.
Okay.
I'll be listening.
Okay,
there.
Well. All right. Well, he's going to come
thank
on right now.
Thank you again.
Thank you.
No problem, man.
Hi.
Hello?
What's going
hello,
on?
Hello, Newport.
Hello? What's going on?
Is that Malik in the house?
This is Malik Salam in the house. What's going on with y'all?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, man.
I'm good. How are you?
You feel like family energy in here. He feel like uncle. What's up?
I'm definitely uncle at this point. I didn't know I was muted. I was over here chiming in about the island and all kind of shit. I didn't know I wasn't on the call.
Our bad.
Yo, you hear now, brother?
You can chime in
yeah,
now.
You
catch
call
on
in.
Up.
Yeah, that's what's up. Yeah, man, shout out to Kiss. That was dope.
It's crazy because I was listening to Kiss and I was like, yeah, I was in the Navy too.
You was in there?
Yeah, I was in. I got kicked out.
So
though.
All the military on here tonight.
Damn. All
okay.
Of us were slaves to
the
game.
We got to hear the story of why you got kicked out, man.
Yes, please, enlighten us. Or you know, is it plead the fifth?
Well,
you can't talk about it.
It really wasn't nothing major. I was young. I was dumb. You know, I was coming from Atlanta. Atlanta was getting really hot at the time, so I was extra Atlanta. I wasn't just, like, regular Atlanta, now I was extra Atlanta. And, you know, just constantly on the misbehavior and smoking weed and selling weed. And, you know, I hadn't quite gelled to the military experience, you know what I mean? So just a whole lot of foolishness, and then I end up. At a certain point, I ended up popping on a piss test. It was zero tolerance back then. And just with everything
it's
else,
still
all,
that
the all that unauthorized absence and all that foolishness, and, you know, they, well, you can go. So,
yeah,
threw me off a mail card. I used to be on an aircraft carrier that threw me off a mail card. I used to be on a Carl Benson. They shot me off the mail card and went to Bahrain and from Bahrain and looped me back around to California and sent me back to Atlanta. I was already doing poetry, though, so I had a whole nother plan. They didn't even realize I was already doing poetry readings on the boat and all kind of crazy shit like that. So
okay.
Yeah, for me it was it was a necessary part of the journey.
Right.
To a certain degree.
That's
you know, and then I got homeboy, so I got my thing reversed. You know, so I can go get a job and all that kind of stuff if I wanted to. You know.
Yeah,
I didn't
punch
nobody's butt.
Yeah.
Well, that's, I'm happy that it still worked out for you, though. It still worked out.
Oh, yeah. It still worked out. No. It more than worked out. It was part of it. It's part of the journey. It's a story I get to tell, you know.
Exactly.
You know, and some of it just about not, you know, being young and having and not knowing opportunities when they're in front of you or you know, signing up for something that ain't really a part of your wheelhouse. I mean, there were so many things that I gained from the experience. And I wouldn't trade it for nothing in the world. I mean, I sailed around. I did like 2 Westpac. So, like, I sailed around the world, you know what I mean, on somebody's dime. And that was dope as shit.
Yeah.
And it opened my mind. And I actually started writing poetry for real in the Navy. Like, that was, like, you know, because I worked on the flight deck. So I used to have to sit and wait for the elevator to bring the planes up and down. You know, we had planes on the aircraft carrier. So those things coming up and down, I would just be sitting there on a little microphone thing, whatever the fuck it was called, and I'd be waiting on the elevator to bring the F-14 up. And I might be sitting there for 3 hours. And if any of y'all ever been out to sea, you would know that the sky shines in a different way when there's no land present. Like the amount of stars, the amount of the universe that you take in complete blackness in the middle of the ocean is different. And it did something different to my mind. It started to expand it. And I would just start to hear fucking poetry. Like I would be sitting there and I think maybe it started off, but I was never a rapper. So it wasn't like I started off rapping. You know, I would be sitting in the catwalk and I would just be coming up with shit. And I would go back to the rack and I would write it. And next thing you know, it became a thing. Like cats used to come to my rack and be like, yo, let me hear such and such poem. Da-da-da-da-da. Can I send such and such to my girl? My homeboy just passed away. Can I send this poem? And, you know, it opened my mind. So by the time it was time for me to get out of the Navy, you know, it was time. You know, Atlanta had started bubbling with the poetry scene and Love Jones had just came out and people were really into poetry. I mean, this is like late 90s, like 97, you know, when I first started doing open mics and stuff. And it was really, you know, there was no HBO Deaf poetry or nothing. People were just starting to really get into this culture. And I got out just at the right time to really be a part of what goes on with Atlanta's poetry scene. So that was dope.
We have you. You made it, because without you,
yeah,
it would not be other people behind you. They see you do it, and they ready to do
shit.
It. So.
I just realized that you have a whole fucking hand.
Nigga, you cool. This poetic high. You know, you a poet. You here.
And I'm
this
high.
What we
I'm
do.
Definitely high. I'm definitely
That's
high.
What poetic high is about, you know, smoking a couple of trees, drinking your drink, and relaxing.
Yeah,
vaping too. So what you got for us today? What piece?
Okay, my, so we're doing like 2 pieces, right? We're doing one, and then he coming back and doing one, I'm doing one. Is that
no,
what we're doing?
No, you're going to do both of them back
no,
to back.
Yeah,
back
you do both of them back to back, but you have
okay,
to give us the story why you wrote it or, you know, inspired you to write it.
All right, cool. So the first one I'm going to do is called One Too Many Niggas. And I think it might only be called One Too Many, but I think I've been calling it One Too Many Niggas for a long time, but it's really just inspired by just exactly what it sounds like. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of times the nigga mentality is present in more places than we realize. And you know, it's something that, you know, if you survived the 90s, right, if you came out of that time, like that time Kiss was talking about, if you come out of those 90s as a black man, it's hard to kind of work past even getting nicked by some of that, the nigga experience, as I like to call it. It's hard to get past it. And once you're inundated in it, once you run the streets, even if it's for a little while, you start to develop these habits that you can't kind of break from easy. They can surface very easily, you know what I'm saying? And I think in order for us to get to where we need to be, a large amount of that needs to be cleansed and balanced off. And so this piece is called One Too Many Niggas. One too many niggas in white Reebok classics and not enough in classes, searching for answers and finding ways to educate the masses, and time passes, but we continue to fail. Too many niggas in sales for that shit that they sell. They got too many niggas snorting lines while their women stand in lines and their kids don't know their fathers. I didn't know mine because, like, too many niggas, his mind was confined and time continued to pass, but he failed. Tormented by the hell that is all too familiar for far too many niggas pulling triggers behind minor figures. Too many niggas pulling triggers behind bullshit while families split and fall apart, leaving too many niggas to claw in the dark and rob in the park and act heartless. A feeble attempt to pretend because too many niggas ain't niggas, only humanity hides within mentalities. And the tragedy is that too many niggas think that nigger is about melanin, and I'm telling them that one nigger is far too many niggas on boardwalks and Wall Streets, too many niggas on boardrooms, and too many niggas trapped. In fact, we are trapped in a world that creates too many niggas on programs that program and leave us on the wrong channel to channel our energy in the opposite direction of the direction that we should be traveling. And time is unraveling, but we continue to fail. And what the hell will become of us when they decide from the inside that this world is plagued by far too many niggas? I figure that too many niggas will find themselves robbing in the park and hiding in the dark, and that is bullshit, nigga. Peace on that.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm like, who these niggas is that?
Yo, I was thinking about Atlanta, the Atlanta freeway when he wrote that poem. I'm trying to tell you. Too many, hey, down.
Yeah.
But that's another thing.
I'm just thinking about all niggas outside, like me and my face when, you know, I'm walking past. Why do men be doing that? It'd be a group of them, and then just one little old me walking past, and everybody just a bunch
of
niggas.
Like, hey, that's situation. Something like that. So we got a storyteller on the line today. So, he, you know, like, again, he tells these stories, like, you know, like Slick Rick and them, and Tupac, everybody tells stories. That's why I like this brother and whatnot, you know, because he's going to be talking about that documentary that he got going on after this next poem that he's doing and whatnot.
Yeah, where you from? Where you from originally?
So I'm from Atlanta.
Okay.
I'm from Atlanta. Yeah, I'm from Atlanta.
Born and raised?
I'm one of few people from Atlanta.
Okay. All right. 'Cause I know a lot of people just go to Atlanta and just make it home, you know.
I'm raised here, so I've been here since I was one. Originally, I was born in D.C., but I wouldn't be able to tell you anything about D.C. from, you know, any time in my life. When I became an adult and start traveling and doing poetry, and I would go to the U Street Corridor and Mangoes, and shout out to Bar Nunn and Raquel over them holding down the D.C. poetry scene. But, you know, my whole life has been like, you know, Boulder Crest and Glenwood, Flat Shows, Martin Luther King. You know, that's where I grew up. I watched Atlanta. I can literally walk people downtown and show you where, you know, three-fourths of our skyline didn't exist when I was young. You know, I watched this city be built. I watched it switch power. I watched gentrification. I watched a whole bunch of things happen in Atlanta. A lot of black excellence, but I'm from the town for sure.
Okay. All right. Shout out to that. Shout out to Atlanta. They got something going on down in Atlanta. So what's next?
I guess we'll soften it up. When I first started doing poetry, a lot of cats would you would really, especially after Love Jones, you would be really inundated with people doing these like love poems, and it would be like cats that did poetry to get women. Like, that's what they did poetry for. And it would be apparent, like, they'd be up there on stage and you'd be like, nigga, there's no way you believe this shit is coming out your mouth. You don't believe this shit is coming out your mouth. Like, you can't. There's no way, like, stop lying. You know what I'm saying? Like, you lying ass motherfucker.
Damn, they
would
be
using
it.
Yeah, and it would be it really on some womanizing shit, like running through women too. You know what I'm saying? And and cats that would get on there and do the poetry that was like a little more aggressive, a little more in touch with struggle or whatever. It would be like, yeah, you're not the poet everybody trying to get with. They're trying to get with the dude doing the love thing. So I got this poem. It's called Warrior's Love.
Okay.
I ain't no love. No cosmic connected, heartbroken, rejected, almost a pimp on the 13th, spitting piece after piece about how I lick your inner thigh. Even though, let the truth be told, I could suck you. You know, that's between me and you. And personally, I like to keep my shit behind closed doors. You see, this hardcore survival living got my mind on rebuilding, destroying the walls of asphalt prisons until we can be free. I mean, me of the mistreatment that I take from them and give to you, even though they got you fooled to thinking there ain't but a few good men left-wing planning. See, the man in me is intimidating because I am a creation of God. And God, if I could awaken your warrior spirit, I could make your panties wet with lyrics that said something other than, will you sit on my face? I mean, and when I place your sweet essence between my parted lips and the thick of my tongue, it will not be done to see how many sisters I can run through or leave turned out. How about I love you some real shit, not just that sweetheart, baby girl, honey dip. I will lick your toes and drink your bath water. Shit. I ain't no love poet. And I don't write these poems to get closer to your panty lines. I got some real shit on my mind. And before I can get on this microphone and fuck you from behind, I got to get out on these ones and twos and grind, because love ain't just about fly conversation. I'm saying it's about creating something to live for so our kids can have more, and you and me are everything. So the way I work them corners don't need to be known by everybody. And that's why I ain't no love poet. Peace on that.
Hey, yes, erotic night.
Yes.
We got another erotic night. That's Love Jones.
That's what I say. It's gonna be an erotic night real soon. We're gonna have to, you know, get some more pieces out there for erotic night.
See, get them words wet. That's when you're doing poetry, when the words get wet. Come on now, do that. Keep doing that.
Yes, yes.
Shout out to this poetry.
Thank you. No doubt.
Thank y'all.
Can you tell us what
you
can find?
Yeah. So real quick,
you want to tell us about the documentary before you get up out of here and whatnot? Because that's important for the culture.
I appreciate it, man. I appreciate y'all giving me the opportunity to come on here, spit some poetry, but most importantly, to be able to talk about this new project that we have. The Bronze Lens Film Festival is their 12th annual. They're a black film festival that's based out of Atlanta. They take submissions from all over the globe. They officially selected my film that I have with Tommy Bottoms. He's a poet in Atlanta. Kimmy Bennings and my man Abyss. We all put together this project called Spring and Third, and it is based off of this club called the Yin Yang Cafe. The Yin Yang Music Cafe is the predecessor to the Apache Cafe, which is a big music venue in Atlanta, both, you know, in Midtown. But it all started with the Yin Yang. It started originally with the Yin Yang Cafe and then became the Yin Yang Music Cafe. And then after that closed, it became the Apache. But it is the cultural centerpiece in Atlanta for the Neo Soul movement. A lot of dope artists came out of there, like NDIRE and Donnie and Anthony David and Divinity Rocks, and brilliant artists like Dr. Fahamu Peku and all of these brilliant people that came up out of this building. Bone Crusher used to be the cook up in that camp, you understand? And he came up out of there. So, you know, it was a place for poetry and live music. And now the area has been gentrified and it's no longer there, but it's a history there, and it's important for us to document these things and document our history and know that things don't just happen in a bubble. Atlanta is an entertainment heavyweight. It is probably at one point it was in the top five markets. It's probably in the top three at this point. It's probably Atlanta, LA, and New York as far as what happens with entertainment and movies. You can't drive down Atlanta streets without something. Wakanda was shot here. Coming to America was shot here. But all of those things did not happen if it wasn't for the cultural thing that happened below the dermis. The thing that really made this thing bubble was places like the Yin Yang Cafe and bands like the Chronicle and you know, real quick, the guy who was one of the bass players for the house band, which was the Chronicle, his name was Avery Johnson. Avery Johnson not only produced India Irie, her whole album, he also produced Never Scared. So you're talking about people who pushed the culture on all ends, you know, in a really, really, really strong way. And we're just happy to be able to document and talk about this period of time. So the project drops August 18th. You can go to Bronze Lens Film Festival. Bronze Lens Film Festival. The project is called Spring and Third. And you can buy a ticket. You can download it and watch it. Vote Audience Choice Award for it if you feel so inclined. It's a dope project, and we can't wait to share with the people.
Okay. I'm definitely going to be sharing it on my social media platforms. Can you tell us where they can find you at as well?
They can find me. You can find me right now. Find me at the documentary page on Instagram, and that is at Spring and Third. And third is with a three. So SPRING, the number 3RD, Spring and Third. I forgot the A-N-D. A-N-D, yeah.
Okay.
This is about that number 3 because I am Genesis spells her name with the number 3. So there's something about that number 3.
The number 3 is everything. It's power. And third time's a charm, always.
More than that.
Things happen in threes. Well,
and
thank
it's crazy
you so
because
much.
We've been working on the project for 3 years. Like, it's taken us 3 years to put this project together and collect all the interviews, you know,
come
and call Spring and Third.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's all coming together. So, yeah, man. So I appreciate being on this platform and being able to promote it and let people know about it. I thank y'all a lot.
Well, thank you. You can stay online and listen to the next poets or however you want to do it. Thank you for blessing poet
time. Thank you. All right. Thank you.
I appreciate you, Malik. Definitely.
Thank you.
Word about the film.
Thank you. I appreciate it, brother.
Yes.
Next poet. Hello. I'm sorry, I didn't call the next poet in. Who?
That should be Mother. This is a treat we have for y'all. I seen them on Facebook, and they was going back and forth with the poetry. I mean, talking about the things that they make Word do. We talked about Tribe earlier, Mother, the Creator, and Kiss the Poet. They got some works together, you know what I mean? And I wanted to just let everyone hear that today, showcase that today. I guess she's going to do one of her own poems, and then she's going to showcase how her and Kiss the Poet get down. I'm trying to tell you.
I like both of them. So, you know, I know a collab is going to be astonishing.
Yo. And growing up. So welcome to the broadcast, Mother. Kiss the Poet.
What's up? Can she? Hello. I can hear. I think she had us on speaker. Can you hear us?
Yes. Can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
We can hear you.
Yes. Okay. Cause I know my service ain't the best where I'm at.
Right.
Okay. Cool. We'll
make it work. The thing is, like, again, the rules in here, like, you introduce your piece that you want to do.
She was already on it, Dean. She remember.
Well, you know, you still got to, you know, hey, you know, hey now.
But I ain't giving no rules, no nothing. Mother is blessed.
Excuse me.
She blessed us, Archie.
I'm just saying, like, out of habit, you know, something like that. But I digress. I'm falling back.
Oh, well, I mean, whoops. The call just dropped. It just dropped. I don't know what happened. She said she was in a bad area.
Right. They'll probably call back.
Hello, I'm still here.
But,
yeah.
I'm still here.
Okay, go ahead. All right.
My name is Empress Wolf.
This
Empress.
This is a love drug.
Okay.
This is a love drug poet and whatnot. We lost Lord for.
Oh, you were.
I
remember you, Empress. I remember Empress.
Yes.
I remember you.
Okay. All right. All right. Go ahead, Empress.
All right. The piece I'm gonna do is called Right. And it's about, you know, just you're in love with somebody, y'all in a situationship or a little relationship, but, you know, it ain't the best. But you love them, and you just, you know, you want things to work out, you want it to be right.
Okay.
All right, y'all ready?
We ready.
Yes.
Yes, all ma'am.
Right. Wrong ain't never been right, and right ain't never present without wrong trying to sneak in. I want this love to be right. I just want you right. We made some left turns, but we should have turned right. I love it when you hold me tight. Your love be letting me know everything is going to be all right. You was looking for more and you got a wife. If you don't see the blessing, then this love ain't right. No healing, no growth. Your heart won't love right. This love got to be right. You did a lot of wrong, but all I saw was right. I look in your eyes and all I can see is right. You can't expect love if someone doesn't love themselves right. Self-love is the best love. You got to get your heart and mind right. I want this love to be right. I just want you right. Can't make the same mistakes twice. We got to do it right. So stubborn, feel like things will never be right. Love is patient and kind. We can't rush divine timing. Everything seems right instead of saying goodbye. If goodbye is right, then why does it feel so wrong? All love ain't good love. Everything that glitters ain't gold. Our love was shining, but it wasn't gold. Even fake jewelry shines in the light. But I want a love that shines even when it's dark. We think it's meant because we stuck in love and it circles back around. We just passing through. It's a small world. Sometimes we're going to bump into each other. Can't get caught up in reminiscing. You'll get stuck back in it. Tears ain't going to stop nothing, but it's a release from the heart. I'm looking deep within for healing. Got to be honest with yourself. That's a right start. Accountability. I admit my wrongs. I'm just trying to make them right. I said wrong things when emotions was hot. I can't take it back, but I can make it right. Apologies follow behind actions. You see my sincerity. Serious about you, fighting for right. Can we make this right? I don't want to do it if it ain't right. I want this love to be right. I just want you right. It got to be right. We got to be right. I love you so much, but this got to be right. That's it, y'all.
That's that, too.
Thank you. Thank
you.
You
got to be right if you're coming back. Come on,
I
want
to be loved right, too. I know how that feels, that love. Everybody needs that right love.
Yes.
We all need it. So what inspired that piece?
Oh, shoot. This, you know, the dating scene is hard out here now. It's different now. It's, you know, you get
hard out here.
A lot of little situations where it's like, why am I going through this? Like, so that's where that comes from, just this hard dating scene now.
Man, I don't miss them problems. But you will find, trust me, you will find your knight in shining, whoever you're looking for. I don't know. But
Yeah.
I don't even know if you believe in the whole concept of knight in shining armor or whatever, but I'm sure that person is out there. Hell, that person could be younger than you and still got to live their journey first before they get to you, or older. You know,
right,
or maybe
right,
you're just not ready for that yet. That's how I was, you know, look at it, when, especially when I was single, I did.
Yeah,
that's
true.
Cool.
That's true.
So can you let everybody know where we can find you at?
Yes, Empress, the Soul One, on everything. And that's EmpressTheSoul1. And that's on it.
Okay.
Yeah, the
number.
So you got
in the studio, right? So what's going on with that? You got something cooking?
Oh, yep, I got that. That's the one of my new ones from
right.
My new project, Poetry with my producers. So yes, that's
okay.
I'm aiming for that to drop on September 21st, which is my birthday. So
okay,
yeah,
okay.
Stay tuned and look out for that.
That's what's up.
Okay, we're gonna be looking out. We're going to be looking out. Well, you can stay on the show and listen to the other poets or hang up. I don't – either one, you can stay on. You're welcome to stay on Poetic High and listen all night if you'd like to. We got to get everybody on.
Okay.
Thank you so much for sharing your piece with us.
Thank y'all.
Got some fans up in the seats. Right on.
Exactly.
Definitely. Most definitely.
I appreciate y'all.
No problem.
You want to click in the next one?
Nah, Mama says she's back and whatnot. I think she's back.
What's up?
What's going on?
How are you
doing?
Yeah,
I'm with y'all.
Hi.
Can y'all hear me?
Who's calling? Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Who's calling?
This is Mother the Creator.
And Kiss the Poet.
Oh, what's that? I'm like, they hung out. What happened?
You couldn't catch your voice?
I couldn't catch it at first. Don't do me like that, real.
Hey, look. You're welcome. All right.
They're in the building. I'm saying, Mother's going to give us a piece, and then they're going to give us a collab. And whatnot, you know. I've been checking them out on Facebook. They've been making some noise over there. And like I said again, we want to see that tribe thing, you know, coming out too and whatnot. You know, clicking up, supporting the tribe and stuff. So, you know, Mother gonna break it down, do her thing tonight, and then they got a collab piece that's gonna do a little something. But I'm gonna shut up and let y'all do y'all thing because I'm a fan. Goddamn it.
Okay. So I'm multitasking to the fullest. I'm okay on speaker. You guys hear me good?
Yeah, I can hear you. We can hear you.
Okay, because I got a little person not going to let me sit him down. So he hasn't heard me speak. So that's cool. This the heel. It kind of is just one of those pieces. Like, I don't want to break up the good vibes of good love. But bad love happens too, you know what I mean?
Yes, it does.
And
so do.
So I was in a relationship that was abusive in every way except for physical. And I didn't know that there were different levels and layers to it. You know what I mean? I only looked for, well, he ain't whooping my ass. And I didn't realize I was being treated like cash until I started being treated good.
Speak on it. And people don't understand
that,
and that's good.
That part.
And that's good that you recognize that, because a lot of people don't even recognize. They just happy that they, you know, ain't getting hit, or, you know, it could be other abuse as well.
It's what I was used to.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? It's what I was used to. And unfortunately for a lot of people, I would say for a lot of sisters, but it's a lot of men out there that are unfortunately used to being treated like that. Like, we don't treat each other the best. You know, but that's what this piece is about. It's called
Speak on It. Congratulations on the growth. Congratulations on the growth.
Gratitude. I ain't met a flower pot yet that can contain it. But yeah.
Yes, ma'am. I love her. Yeah.
So, okay. He say I don't make the best decisions. He say I'm not a good judge of character, so shit, I questioned myself. I never stopped to question his admittance to being that shit. I never stopped to question his character and exactly what he was telling me in that moment. I simply, shit, I questioned myself. Like, I agreed with him. I mean, only I knew what my intuition was telling me, and I was the only one who was ignoring it. Only I knew about his demons that I danced with in the night. It's like he was oblivious to this fight, to this light. Or maybe he was blinded by it, shit. Maybe he knew of it and he resented it. Maybe he wanted it. Maybe it was too much for him. Maybe I was too much for him. Shit, I'm too much for myself sometimes. I try to remind myself of my dope, but that high never lasts. And then comes the crash and the moments of clarity, which are few and far in between. And so I'm searching for myself in between the strings of consciousness that orbit my existence, resistant to fuck shit. Man, fuck niggas. And then, nigga, how you figure, you bigger. This nigga calls me odd because I believe in a fifth dimension. I ain't even mentioned the heavenly pension I'm about to receive. Shit, he probably call me witchy, bitchy, because he don't understand these energies, nor do he comprehend that everything coming from me, he put into me. It wasn't shit holy about this matrimony. And I'm sorry, I can't pretend and be phony. Maybe I wasn't in a church long enough for that God to know me. Because clearly, you don't know my heart. Nor do you respect my art, talking about who can make a living off poetry. Like he never heard of Maya. Nigga, my life is the poem. My word is born. Psalms come from these poems. And my love in the beginning was the word. And the word was with God. And the word was God. And the word was God. And that alone should have you awed by what happens when the spirit flows through me. Truth be, we were never supposed to be one. We was just having too much fun. Now the real flaw was in that early decision. Blinded by all this talk, I thought he loved me for my ambition. Transmission of his dumb shit, bum shit. I laid with a peasant. Pleasant, my demeanor soon turned into a meaner me. Greener trees helped me to cope. Eventually, I ran completely out of hope. Choked on my dreams and everything in between. Took my voice, y'all. I couldn't even scream, let alone sing. Caged bird. I may as well have no wings. Took everything out of me, then exposed me for my shortcomings. Bitch, you gon' have to answer to God for all of this. But shit, so am I. Because I could have been called it quits. Instead, I put my circle into this square, knowing that it didn't fit. And now look at me in therapy. Copay. But shit, I let him get my family in the divorce. Of course, broken attracts broken, and some shit you just cannot force. Now, kids call this relationship we have to break up with is the one we have is pain. But we gain so much hard drive when we put that shit down, so I'm out here relearning. Saying vows sounds silly now when you've never actually said them to yourself. Like, I will never desert me, not in sickness or in health. My focus now is my children and our wealth. I be telling them to keep that love to themselves. I'm still out here relearning how to love myself, how to forgive myself for everything that I allowed. I wish I could download that shit from the cloud. I have to reaffirm myself daily out loud because mental abuse is a thing. Financial abuse is a thing. Postpartum depression is absolutely a thing, and a ring is just a ring. Especially when they don't understand what it means to be a member of a team. Now my dreams are starting to resurface from the darkness of my sin. And a tunnel don't look so dark, so at least now I know I can begin the healing. That's that piece, y'all.
That was sweet.
Thank you. And she did it with a baby. And she did it with a baby.
Totally breastfeeding right now. So glad y'all can't see me. Yeah.
Hey. people with little ones understand. They understand. We appreciate you even coming on here, taking the time. Cause I know you're tired. You got a new baby at the house and trying to get the schedule together. And the first couple of months is interesting.
It is. In addition to four little people that just started school in a COVID society, it's different.
It's definitely different. It's definitely different. It's a lot. So you
Salam,
and
though. Malik Salam, and shout out to him in that documentary, because the Yin Yang Cafe, which turns Yin Yang Music Club Cafe, which turned to Apache, is where we met. And I have a poem
definitely
coming
shout
up.
Out to that.
Absolutely. So I'm looking forward to the experience when he drops the film, because we know those streets, we know that stage.
He said the 18th. It's gonna be the 18th.
Yep.
I'm definitely gonna be posting it on my platforms all over there. So also, it's a hip hop's birthday today. Hip hop's birthday today. 48 years old. I thought hip-hop was way older than that. I don't know why I thought that, but I guess I'm out of touch with things.
It depends on how you look at it and who started. It depends.
Hip-hop is a reality when you find it, though, because everybody
right.
knows what song they come up with. Like, my first song was Children's Story by Slick Rick. You know, everybody has their moments.
Right.
Okay. So, are y'all gonna do y'all about to do a collab together?
Yeah. All right.
I like these
yes.
couples.
Surprise!
Poetic couples.
Mama's not only a poet; she can sing. So.
All right now.
Okay, we're getting yeah. ready. Okay, come on, get ready, y'all.
Yeah. All right. Well, yeah. I don't really know how to describe or explain this piece. It's really just some stuff we was playing around with in the garage one day, and like, so that's it. All right. I remember when I lost my mind. That there was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have in so much space. Ooh, and when you out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough. I just knew too much. Does that make me crazy? Does that make me crazy? Does that make me crazy? Possibly.
They try to tell me I'm crazy. Shit, maybe. Like something's wrong inside of me. Probably. Like, how did this potential child prodigy become proficient in armed robbery? I tried to tell him I got God in me, but I wouldn't wait for him to save me. A short dude with a short fuse, hungry for money. That Napoleon Petroleum, gassed up and changed that fast buck. A strange fruit bruised, no honey. Would you hoodoo still love me if I didn't choose this podium to change my luck? Who gives a fuck? A wordsmith with a Smith & Wesson, strictly for protection. Second Amendment rhetoric, pick your poison, but learn your lesson. Relevant penmanship that'll end just shit for second guessing. My itchy trigger fingers, quill, skill, betrayal, paying pitches for niggas. Fulfilling scriptures. The thug who read a book. They shook. Look at America's nightmare. Beware, they don't fight fair. Founding fathers was fucking crooks. But they scared of me.
That's
how can they be? In the mirror, Captain America more resembles Captain Hook. To the natives that were rapists and their land got took. To the darker races that were slavers. Behold, America's greatness will treat you like equals. Just be patient. Mass incarceration took its place. The currency currently reflects racist faces. But they try to tell me I'm crazy. Maybe. But since they're already going to blame me, I'm going to make sure that they pay me. My trials versus their denials. Behold, Babylon's wild bastard child. I am what they made me.
I think you're crazy, just like me. My heroes had the heart to lose a life out on a limb. And all I remember was thinking, I want to be like them. Ever since I was little, it looked like fun. And there's no coincidence I've come. And I can die when I'm done. But maybe I'm crazy. Maybe I'm crazy. Probably. So I'm staring out my window, looking at the cracks in the sidewalk while these prostitutes sell they cracked out coochie to these brothers rocking koofies, keeping them from walking righteous. While reality tempts us with that diamond in the back, sunroof top, but them niggas making drops seem to be the ones making most progress while we struggle. But no struggle, no progress, you know? Constantly we digress, falling further into our nigga institutions, signing ill constitutions. Niggas is writing their life away. While young black girls play dress up to Superhead, now this chick thought she was doing good. Now she done wrote a manual out the hood for every little girl in search of a way and every young rapper looking for something new to say while we praise 50 Cent, forgetting to listen to common sense, but see Curtis and Lonnie ain't got shit to do with this. They just take away from the food stamps anyway. But see, my grandmother told us to pray because trouble don't last always. But in this monopoly, everything is a gamble, and niggas think Elijah just ramble because of the shit that nigga seen. But them niggas asleep all day, all they do is dream. While the hustlers make the green and the gifted ones go unseen and the stupid niggas chase the bling while Mr. Ming sells us artificial dreams in this corporate America. Where Confederate flags hang high and young black dreams die while we fly high on friendly skies hoping to hang 10 like Michael, not Jackson, because you know that nigga wouldn't like us no more. That's a lie, though, because Michael was a Crip.
Michael was Crip.
Because Michael was a Crip. I'm a flag with just some alliteration. They say we got the pastors, poets, preachers, the poppers of the pills, the pushers, prophets, the sinners, the pretenders out for kill, the prostitutes, the players, the pimps and pimpets. But the world's ran by pussy kiss. What do you call that?
It's plain punks perpetrating in studios, playing gangsters. Plural Tupacs, pimps, drunk pumpers, and pistol slangers. I push poetic verse in my pals of parolees in prison vets. Your girl ponders this prolific poet with a pussy spread.
All right, we go stop there.
That was nice, man.
That was cold.
Beautiful. I know. Which I was practicing in the garage the whole time. Y'all was on beat and everything. Y'all was...
We were bored during.
Yeah, bored.
That piece. Well,
shout out to boredom. Shout out to boredom. Being bored makes them great.
That's what happens when you're bored. Greatness.
Thank you. Thank you for that. Y'all been putting on the show. See, y'all belong together. Shout out to Apache. Shout out to them as well for introducing y'all. Coming up with this beautiful collab and beautiful babies, beautiful tribe. Keeping it all in the family.
Indeed, it's been poetic.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Y'all created a moment.
Y'all created a moment. That's what's up. You know what I mean?
Mama,
you can come and whatnot.
Right,
yes.
Mama?
Can you, Mother, can you let everybody know where they can find you at? You do have some fans. I had some people hitting me up about you last time you was on the show as well. And they was like, I didn't get any information. I was like, let me let y'all know it's Mother. So you guys,
yeah,
you could let them know as well.
The same thing Kiss said. Y'all can follow me everywhere except for home.
I like that.
You can follow me at Mother the Creator on everything. M-U-Z-A, the like good English, creator like God. I never ask you to call me God. I just ask that y'all respect the creator in me. you can also follow me on Cash App at $ motherfucking right.
Hey.
Hey, ain't nothing wrong with that. Shoot, make that Cash App ring, ring-a-ding-ding.
N-W-R-I-T.
Yeah, yeah, yo, and they just had a baby, y'all. So check, they got a registry up there still on Amazon. So I think the baby's like a month old or something like that. Or is it still a few weeks, 8 weeks or something? But seven is in the building, y'all. So, like, the registry on Amazon, if you go to their Instagram pages and check out the link in their bio, I think it goes directly to the Amazon registry page, you know. So, like, you know, y'all like what y'all heard tonight, you know, definitely go show some love over there in the registry. Let's bless them a little something.
Exactly. Thank you so much for that.
Yes.
We definitely appreciate that. Y'all are definitely
it's
welcome
better
to come back anytime.
I'll be with him. Hey, you know I got my own island.
What is going on?
Right, there you go.
How you doing? I got my own island.
Like, my name is
everything all good, and you know I got an island.
That'd be my license plate, okay? I own an island.
I know it's awkward because people really be like, you mean the kitchen island? I've had people say that to me before. The kitchen island, like in the middle of the kitchen. I'm like, what? No,
because that's not something everybody used to hearing, you know. Not everybody, you know, but like when you told me about the island, I'm like, what you talking about?
I thought about buying a piece of Mars. Groupon, I don't know what person has the audacity to sell Mars on Groupon, but it was a Groupon for, like, you can buy a piece of Mars.
I mean, they trying to send people up there.
Yeah, I thought that was some white people colonizer shit, so I passed.
Yeah,
right.
I passed on that one, too. I don't know what up there. They might be making new rules for back to slavery or something. I'm good.
They the ones said we had to have this COVID vaccine or we can't. We can't.
Lord.
You know what they got up there, Genesis? You know what they got up there, Genesis? An island.
What? Shut up. You know what? That's okay, because next year when it's opened up, I need y'all to all come. So y'all can be like, we on the island. We've been talking about this. So y'all definitely got to come.
Yeah, you just don't require us to be vaccinated. We'll be all right.
Oh, you good. You ain't got to worry about that. The military is not even mandatory to be vaccinated yet. And I was thinking about that. I said, well, the military ain't mandatory, so why would I do it? I don't trust them people.
Yeah.
Oh, shut up.
It is what it is, right? Do we have any more poets on the line?
No, because it is the end of the show.
Yes, it is. Poetic Eye has come to the end of the night.
We have
some amazing people. I know, they just came with the collab and just seasoned and marinated the show, you know, spread their butter all over it and shit.
Right, you know, shout out to Mother, Malik, Kiss, y'all came with it. You know, that was dope.
Yeah, and Malik, shout out to his film that's coming out. Him
we
and
got,
the bitch
we got
and Tommy
in here tonight.
Yeah, Wolf came.
The fact that I'm high as a kite, I was tuned in. Super tuned in.
Yeah. Malik said he was high too, shit. Everybody, poetic high is where you get high, y'all. Come with some good green next time. Some sativa. Some.
Any announcements you got, Bean?
No, I'm just like, you know, the Patreon is up. Definitely, Zoetic Island, Juneteenth, 2022. It's out there, but we're going to need to try for this one and whatnot. You know, she don't talk about it that much, but we're going to talk about it because that's an amazing thing that she did for the culture and whatnot. So let's support. Go over to her page. Find that Patreon and whatnot. Whether you donate $5 a month, $10 a month, $20 a month. We got different tiers up there. We're going to be giving away different things and whatnot for the donations. But, again, the main thing is, like, did this show is something that you want to be the change you want to see and whatnot. And it's going to come from us. The answer is in the tribe. Somebody in the tribe got to answer everything that, you know, we need to be our best self. So I would say find a Patreon, fam. Yes, yes.
Yes, and there's also a GoFundMe out as well. If you guys are interested in donating it, I'm just looking for my tribe right now. So you can jump in that if you want. It's there. It's on the page. Everything is on Genesis Silverman or 3YEM underscore Genesis on Instagram and Poetic High on Patreon. So all those there. Also, my pop-up is this Sunday, August 15th, 10 South Costner, Chicago, Illinois. It's going to be a pop-up there. I'll be selling my books there. I'm going to be promoting the island there, and I'm also going to be promoting Poetic High. So you guys come out, 10 South Costner, and then show your girls some love and listen into the show. Rail?
Yes, I will be there as well. One of my very rare appearances out and about, you know. Check out my EP I dropped July 23rd. It's been doing crazy ass amazing numbers. It's Railing the Beat by your boy Radio Rail. It's on Apple Music, Spotify, YouTube, SoundCloud, most of the major music platforms. Shout out to 100. I had him on the show. He's doing some great things. Pretty soon we're going to be blessed with a great collab with him and the mogul in the near future. I want to give a huge shout out to my girl, Miss Megan Williams. She was tuned in all night, so she definitely was feeling the entire vibe from all the poets. She spits a little poetry herself, so I'm just throwing her out there already, you know, because I know you're listening. We got to get you on the show, girl. So I just want to throw that out there real quick.
Right. She needs to come on.
You know. Yeah, exactly. You know, get some of this poetic. I always say it wrong. Poetic high. I don't know why I keep wanting to say poetic-y, but
tell us she's just poetic high. You got to have a blunt or you got to eat an edible to come on the show. No, I'm just playing.
I'm going to drop off an edible. If there's not much else for me, really. I'll be on air Mondays, Tuesdays. I might start a weekend show. We shall see. I'm going to continue to make beats. I was blessed with 100 wanting me to make him a beat, and, you know, we'll take off from there. I have something else to say. I forgot. But, yeah, catch me Monday, 9 o'clock, 9 to 10, Mondays and Tuesdays. Me, Dean, and Genesis every other Thursday. That is it for me. Follow your boy on Radio Rail 21 at Instagram, along with Hell Rail 1290 Instagram. I will be unblocked on Facebook in 10 more days. That's Terrell, Redmond. So
okay,
I will be
okay. Okay.
I'm tired of being banned out here.
Well, be the change, everybody. Be the change because, you know, poets do not get the notoriety that they deserve, and that's what Zoetic Island is going to be all about. Poetic High is putting a light on that for our poets, our young poets, our talented. Poetry saves lives. I'm going to attest to that. You know, be the change.
Facts.
Support the village. Support the tribe. You know, I'm looking for my tribe. Support, support, support. Thank you guys so much. Had a beautiful show tonight. Always be safe.
We appreciate it. And we will holler at y'all in a couple weeks, but holler at me Monday, 9 o'clock p.m. Be there or be square. Good night, everybody. Peace and blessings.
All right, I'll holler.